Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama is criticizing Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney for sending American jobs overseas. That was one of the themes of a speech the president gave at a fundraiser at Symphony Hall in Boston last night. He used the occasion to frame the election in November.
What's holding us back is a stalemate in Washington between two fundamentally different visions of which direction we should go. And this election is your chance to break that stalemate.
WBUR's Fred Tice covered last night's event and joins us now in the studio this morning. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So the president in Mitt Romney's backyard last night, Fred, how did he present the election to the crowd?
Well, you know, his message was pretty simple. He said it's all about breaking the stalemate in Washington. And he's also trying to undercut Mitt Romney's claim that he is good at creating jobs by bringing up reports that Bain Capital, the company Romney founded, had among its clients companies that were pioneers in outsourcing American jobs. And the president had some fun with this.
Yesterday, his advisors tried to clear this up by telling us that there was a difference between outsourcing and offshoring. Seriously. You can't make that up.
Now, the president really connected with this crowd, as you can hear. The last time I saw him, Bob, was in Manchester, New Hampshire, and that was last November. He was very flat then, and the crowd did not respond. Now, granted, this was a fundraiser last night, so people sort of pre-psyched for the event. He's found his groove with these jabs at Romney and with his framing of the election as one that is needed to break the stalemate in Washington.
So tell us about the crowd last night. What was it like?
Well, it was very raucous. A lot of interruptions like the one we just heard. I spoke to one Suffolk University student who was there because his girlfriend had coughed up the $500 you needed to get into Symphony Hall last night, and she presented that as a birthday present to him.
Tell us about the scene in Symphony Hall itself.
Well, the seats in the orchestra had been removed and replaced by little cafe tables, and before the president came in, people were pulling together around the tables, and they were engaged in intense conversations and with a bottle of red wine on each table.
So it really was very much a political event.
Yes, absolutely.
And how did people see the election coming up? What was the political chat?
Despite it all, people were coming out as pretty optimistic that the president is going to pull through. Despite it all, I say, because obviously they see that he's got a challenge with Mitt Romney.
I understand the crowd booed President Obama at one point.
Yeah, as we all know, he's a White Sox fan, and he thanked Boston for Kevin Youkilis, who, of course, has just been traded to the White Sox. He joked that he didn't think he'd ever get booed in Boston.
Which brings us to why he was here. Massachusetts is solidly in the Democratic column this fall. There's hardly a chance Mitt Romney could win here. It's not considered in play in the presidential election, so why?
Well, Bob, you know, Massachusetts is the sixth biggest source for campaign money for the presidential race. The president raised $3 million in three fundraisers in and around Boston last night. And, you know, he also told the crowd that he needs them to go out and campaign for him in New Hampshire, for example, which is in play and where he was earlier in the day.
So tell us about the U.S. Senate race, which factored into the appearance last night, in that Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat running against Scott Brown, introduced the president. How did she come off?
So this was her first chance to introduce another major political figure. She didn't do a very good job. She's great at rousing up a crowd when she's talking about her issues, but it was clear that introducing other politicians is something new to her, and she was hesitant. She just didn't connect with the crowd the way the president did.
Well, we'll see how that goes for her as the campaign goes on and for him as we march toward November. WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Bob.